eventually, if the goal of this is to, one, make it self-sufficient other than our dues, we got to have a way of raising funds.
Mm-hmm. So, and we can't charge for the prefab stuff, but homebrew you can.
Right.
That's right. A good point.
The only way you can charge is if you get Paizo to bless you as a, you know, licensed or whatever.
We have to have a license agreement with them, yeah. Yes, which is 10% of our revenue.
And
which,
I have right. really yeah. bad news. Based on what I've heard about who they license, we ain't going to get licensed.
Well, and that was the rest of the conversation. You kind of walked in the middle of that. I told these guys that we need to find a girl because that's one of their little check boxes they want. So we have a diverse podcast, and then somebody's going to have to turn gay because we got to have that demographic. And well, then you walked in and said, "Hey, what's up, guys?" And we all looked at you like that's where you're like, "What's William? So funny?"
Yeah, Neil, you're going to have to take one for the team. From now on, you're wearing a skirt we play.
You can find another player. I'll step out.
It's called a kilt.
I was like, if it's just wearing a skirt, I'll wear one. A little airflow.
That's
shit.
Called freedom. Yeah. No, but freedom! I don't even mean because of the diversity issue. I'm talking about balls deep in a camel, snake milk, and all of those jokes. I mean, just cloaca alone. Yeah, no, we will not get licensed.
Yeah, I'm not really expecting to, but it's fine.
It'd be cool.
I would rather us have this.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I'm just letting you know that's not going to happen.
What, you and a skirt?
Yet.
No, that could. That's fine. Honestly, it's fine.
And I don't know if you were ever told this, Will, but for the listeners who don't know, Neil, Britt, Pete, Kurt, myself, are part of another group that our original plan was to record our normal Saturday night game nights. Mm. Like, that was the original concept. But
wait, are we recording already?
Yes.
Oh.
But
God damn it.
Some of the players didn't want to do it. They didn't want to be recorded. They wanted to be able to relax and say whatever they wanted because they didn't realize that we were going to do that anyway. But we decided we wanted another person, and Will was not, like, he was on the list, but he was not the first person we asked. There were several women who were asked, and just we ended up with Will because it was like, well,
we gotta pick somebody.
We needed somebody who wants to come and has the time to do it, and Will did, and he got along great with the group. So there it was.
How did I end up here?
You're welcome, Will.
You just kind of fell out of the sky one day, landed in a tree.
Honestly, it was. Hey, I'd love to come join you.
Look, I just wanted a bucket of chicken, and there was Mark.
Real meal for $5. Real meal for $5. I mean, literally, whenever you know, I approached you guys, I'm like, hey, if you need an NPC, like, because I was, you know, thinking about doing an NPC for you, if it's recurring,
or
great.
Up on the mic.
Reoccurring or great, it was great, you know, but then when you said, well, what kind of character were you going to play? And so I said, well, I'll just play Artemis, you know, and gave you the pitch. I never expected to still be here all the time.
Well, I haven't killed you yet.
But, I mean, I'm having a great time, so.
I mean, you weren't here when we first talked about it. When your character dies, you don't get another one. Like, that's it. You're just off the podcast.
Now,
still down to just
that's
one person.
A lie, because you guys all have backup characters, and I know, because you talk about them all the time.
Mark, I don't have a backup character.
Mark, there's a reason I have the ability to animate dead. That way you can stick around.
That's why you got that.
That's why you want to level up all the time.
Well, so we all do have plot armor.
I wish Animate Dead stuff was as good as it was in 3.0 so you could have, like, actual
templates
and stuff.
See?
Third edition, motherfucker.
You could actually have, like...
Shut up.
...an intelligent undead, so you could actually still just play your character. You would just be undead. But that's not a thing in Pathfinder.
There's a feat for that.
You know, there's also the first part of the core rulebook. It talks about, it's like, hey, these are rules or suggestions. If you want it to go a certain way and your DM and your table's good with it, you can just have it happen. Because it's a game. It's not like, you know... I don't know if you guys know this, but with the pandemic, the Paizo police aren't able to come out here and knock on the door and tell us, like, you're not playing the game, right?
Yeah, now they just make fiats on the forums.
And park vans outside my house.
You cannot have those spells unless you spend monies.
We're talking gold pieces, right?
Yes.
Okay, I thought I actually had to
And they learn a spell feat.
Greenbacks or something, man.
Or activity.
Oh, probably that, too, with the book.
But also, you know, listeners, what you missed at the start of all this is us trying to figure out additional content options, and if there's something that you would like to hear, let us know. Like, if there's a adventure path or series of modules that you think would be fun, let us know.
Certainly.
You know, and that's, I mean, that's a great idea, too, is maybe we should do a poll, like, on, you know, the like Facebook page or on YouTube or something and say,
YouTube,
hey.
YouTube of Mark dancing on a pole?
No. I'm much too old and too fat to do that anymore. I mean, do that. No, but we should, like, take a poll, like, you know, what kind of content would you like the guys to do next? Would you like Starfinder? Would you like PF2? You know, would you like an AP? Would you like, you know, a series of modules or, you know, one shots? What, you know, what is people out there want to hear? What do they want us to do?
You know, that's the thing is, and don't take this the wrong way, because people may have things that they want to hear, but that may not necessarily relate to the chemistry of this group.
Oh, yeah. No, in no way are we promising that if you want to hear it, that we are going to do it. But
we just want to throw out suggestions to get suggestions back.
Yeah, if somebody brings up like, hey, I really wanted to hear this module, and we look at it and we're like, yeah, this seems really cool. You know, like, I've always wanted to play the module that you go to the moon. I don't know what it's about. I just think it'd be cool to go to the moon.
I have recently gotten a thing that I followed a little bit on YouTube called Grim Hollow. It's a campaign setting for Dungeons & Dragons.
We don't play that here.
I know, but I do like the campaign
anymore.
Setting.
Or any less.
But what are the two horror ones? Strange Aeons and Carrion Crown?
I always thought Strange Aeons like, looked cool.
Yeah. I did too. Yeah. The start of it I really liked.
Glass Cannon's doing that, though, so...
I like Carrion Crown, for the premise of it, anyways.
And Hideous Laughter's got that one.
Yeah, they do. And unlike them, we will never do a team slurp or non-team slurp.
The last the last PF1 AP is really cool. And I read that one over, and I thought that would be a blast to
read. I read through that one as well, and... I know there's a lot of hate for the way that that ends,
mm-hmm.
but I think that's just a phenomenal ending.
Yes.
Which one?
Is that Tyrant's Grasp?
Yeah, yes. It's set up so you're not supposed to actually win.
Well, you guys have read it, apparently, so I can't. You know, you guys have to run it if we're doing that.
But I thought it'd be a lot of fun. There's a lot of good stuff in that one. But I also, I'm like what Will was talking about. I think that, you know, Age of Ashes or the first one of PF2 would be a blast.
Was that where you're the city guard?
No. That's
Agents of Edgewatch.
Edgewatch.
Age of Ashes is has to do with a abandoned Hell Knight temple.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's a Hell Knight. Basically, it's a Hell Knight fortress, and you get to actually, if you're successful, you can take ownership of it. And then you have a honeycomb hideout to go out and do all your adventures from, which is kind of cool.
That is neat.
Yeah, it looked really neat, and... I'd really like to be a part of that.
I also like the circus one, though. I think this group could
Extinction Curse.
Yes, could really have a great bunch of characters for a circus.
Now, that one is more than just a circus the whole time, right?
Yes.
I mean, not with us, but yes, supposed to be, yes.
I like it.
Iron Fang Invasion is the one I always wanted to play because it just sounds really classic. Dungeon crawl, fight the monster, get the treasure, move on, sort of experience.
You know, in regards to the not having time to edit these, I do know a guy who is a sound designer who may or may not be interested in
making me look bad by doing a way better job than me.
Well, all I'm saying is he does it professionally at a local game company, so I think he might be interested in side work.
We'll look into it, but I'll be blunt, I looked into what sound editors make, and on the lowest entry level, they make $15 an hour.
Yeah, no, I understand that, but he's a good friend of mine.
Okay, well, ask your mom what she would want to get paid.
And get the Will price.
Check with Neil for his schedule dates when he's available.
Okay.
He's saying that you'll sleep with the guy.
Yeah,
that's what he's saying.
I gathered that.
Okay.
At least it's not me this time.
Wait, to sleep with the guy or to sleep with Neil?
Both.
I was going to say.
One and then the other.
I kind of picture you, Brent, Britt, as being...
Brent's not here.
Yeah.
But shout out to Brent. Hey, Brent.
As being a exclusive for Neil, whereas Neil's a horse around.
Wow.
So, what makes you think that?
So, a side note, we don't shout him out enough, but Brent Deal, not Brent Deal, that's a guy I used to know. Brent Cordes designed our logo.
Yes. Yes, so. He did.
For all of you who see our cool logo, that was Brent Cortis.
Is that who did that?
Yes.
Thanks, Brent.
Okay, now what do you want to do?
Well, I guess we should probably play Pathfinder.
To my right.
I mean,
get those suggestions in, ladies and gentlemen.
I've got Seen It. I've got Sorry Sliders.
I'll go home. I'll get Betrayal at House on the Hill.
Oh.
Yeah.
There you go.
I played that one a few times. Yeah,
that one is cool. Fantastic.
Yep. It's a pretty good game.
I'm just talking about what I got on hand off the card.
We could play Cards Against Humanity.
I don't have that one.
We got dice. We got booze. No. Let's go.
I don't think our mice can take that much laughing.
It's called All Bad Cards. It is Cards Against Humanity.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But it's just all on the computer because there's been a couple times where like only one or two of my players in the Sunday groups have been able to show up, so we played All Bad Cards and just chatted through like Facebook chat, and it is hilarious.
Fun.
Yep.
So let me ask you this. When did we start recording on this conversation? It's past time to do intros, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Way past time. Okay. But we've only been going for about 10 minutes.
Okay. Yeah.
That's less than our usual intros. That's great.
Well, yeah. Hello and welcome to Shield Bash. I'm Britt. I'll be your GM to my right.
Mark playing Artemis Quinfrig, Esquire, Northmaster Rogue.
Neil playing Jarwin Triot, the human flame dancer bard.
Will playing Nath Bendikar, the human axe.
Jason, the human ass, playing Tam Westcrown.
Curtis, the frog, always stuck following Jason.
Hey, if you ain't the lead dog, the view never changes.
Curtis, the frog, is actually Ronan.
He just said he was an asshole. I spend the whole time looking right at that motherfucker.
Because I'm tall.
Curtis the frog here.
Thank you very much.
And this will be Pete playing Meta.
Yay!
3 for 3.
It wasn't before, but now it is.
One of my kids' favorite things on YouTube is the Menomina.
Menomina.
I showed it to them once, and they're just like, can we watch it again? And I'm like, hell yeah, you can. Let's go.
Loop it.
Yeah.
Book.
Bring.
Guys.
Radio phone.
Guys, we've already done that bit.
Yep.
Several times.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's still classic.
And there's nothing wrong with it.
Two talking monsters.
So, last episode, since we got the banter out of the way already. Yeah, Smuggler Shiv. We were fighting baboons.
Nope, killed them.
Killed them. And last episode, actually, we had a lot of good RP, and if I recall correctly. What was that, a half hour ago? Yeah. Good stuff. We got people doing this, people doing that. And say it's getting a bit dark at this point. Gellick actually did catch some fish. You guys had some food. Whatever you'd like. You got plenty of rations. You could have fish. Whatever. Baboon kebabs. Yeah. Yeah. We were talking about that on the way to dinner.
No, this thing's... Baboon is a terrible, terrible food. It's very gamey, very stringy.
But actually, it's one of the largest components of street meat in third world countries.
Yeah, I was joking. I've never had baboon, so...
It's a thing.
Okay.
Gibbous monkeys, baboons, and there's another one that... is really big overseas. I can't think of that one. In Sagava, they eat anything pretty much.
Checks out.
Carne de rata.
Yes. So. Well, as long as they don't suck the brains out of frogs, I think we'll be okay.
Why would they suck the brains out? It's the legs where all the meat is.
Yes. But you're a Red Mountain Devil. It's looking much better inside now.
That's right. Ronan, did you go down in the tunnel or into the... Where'd we leave you? Are you in the White House?
I remember in the previous episode, Tam had said she was going to check out the caverns again.
The next day.
The next day. So, yeah, okay. I would have stayed, close to home until said time.
All right.
Undercover, hiding under a bed.
All right.
On the second floor.
You agree?
I might stealth around a little bit.
Okay. What are you looking for?
Anything that might fly down and snatch me.
Yeah. Right? Forgot about that.
Large birds, Red Mountain Devils.
Medium-sized birds.
Small mosquitoes.
I eat mosquitoes.
Not small-sized ones, you don't.
You haven't been devoured whole with this character yet, have you?
No.
Yeah, let me tell you. It's no fucking picnic, I promise you.
And at least I've never killed myself by, fumbling
right
on a coup de grace.
Yeah. Take special talent right there, brother. I'm
telling you. From a coup de grace to a sip coup.
Stab myself.
I didn't realize that was a coup de grace you did that on.
Yeah.
It, no, it wasn't.
It was a, it was a crit threat. Then you confirmed the crit or not.
I mean, it's just stupid. I was angry. What are you going to do?
Die and take it like a man?
Stab myself in the freaking eye, man!
And never
make fun of you a year later.
End of it, yes.
I mean, let's be blunt. That's that one in a thousand thing. That's just like...
It totally is.
This will never happen again.
And just be comforted with the fact that if it happened to anyone else, it would still be just as funny.
It's like, to this day, you know, it's is it a door or is it a portcullis?
Right. Group cannon.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck you guys.
Hey, dude. You were the one who made a big deal out of it. Like, you should be able to see through. It's a door. Well, it's like a portcullis.
Well, which is it?
Two different things.
Yep.
That's what I get for running somebody else's adventure.
Ronan's going to stealth around and look around for...
Red Mountain Devils.
Red Mountain Devils or anything else that might eat him.
Yeah, I don't know if that matters, but heightened perception for sure.
Okay. Well, give me a roll.
Methamphetamines.
Apparently, I'm too paranoid. That's an 11.
Okay.
It's that sheet you got over your head.
Trying to look like one of the ghosts on the shore there?
No. No.
Don't mind me. I'm just some laundry. No frog under here.
Just see the sheet over his big floppy hat, you know.
Somebody, like, Artibus sneaks up there with some paint and, like, draws a little bullseye on it.
Kick me.
Yum, yum.
Fortunately, nothing bad happens.
All right.
Yet. Meta, you were going to be flashlight for Tam, weren't you?
The next day.
Next day. Okay. Sounds good.
Meta's going to sleep tonight.
All right.
On the way into the lighthouse to sleep, Nath will see the two symbols of... The one symbol of Desna and the one symbol of...
Apsu?
Apsu, yep. Couldn't remember that one. Yep. And
I was guessing myself.
Go find some of those berries and crush it in his palm and make the symbol for Iori out of the...
Are you just going to write over the top or what?
No, just next to him.
Oh, okay. You want full representation on this lighthouse, huh?
You just thought that's what we were doing.
Okay, that's a thing. All right. What about Artemis?
Well, I mean, I figured me and Ishiri worked all afternoon very, very hard. Well, at least Ishiri did. I watched a lot and waited for him to get my platform finished, which he did not do today. I was kind of disappointed. I did harangue Gellick into fishing, so I'm going to go down and take his part of the fish. Because I don't like him and he's a little twat. And then I'm probably going to find a place to sleep.
That sounds like a great idea. Where are you thinking?
I'm thinking there's that storeroom on the second floor that they had all the stuff in, and mm-hmm. we've already cleared a bunch of that out. So mm-hmm. I'm thinking I'll finally get to sleep behind an actual door again. It's not as cool as the doors that they had on the beach, but since those got destroyed, I will sleep behind this door, and I will be very happy.
Right, because remember, it's like a shell curtain kind of thing.
Yeah.
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 I really like that Artemis has encountered Gellick like once, or maybe twice.
And he hates,
he hates him that much.
It's not that I hate him. He's just a disagreeable little cuss, and he thinks he's so much better than everybody else. But then he has one simple job. Go out and get some fish, and he's out there sleeping on the sand. I mean, by rights, the Red Mountain Devil should have got him. But I'm nice enough to yell at him, tell him to get the fuck up.
Yeah. So, what about Jarwin over there? Oh, wait, Sasha's here. I know what he's up to. You want to do anything special aside from that?
Try to find a different hut or building that no one else is in, clean it up real quick with some prestidigitation work.
Uh-huh.
Make a bed out of it somehow.
Well, there's the watchtower, the building, or the room below the watchtower.
That'd be fine.
Yeah.
There's that hut the witches was in. That was burned down.
That was burned to the ground.
Yeah, I know.
It's done.
That wouldn't help much.
No, not so much. All right, so you're claiming your territory, are you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Is that what they call it nowadays?
Yeah, it's whatever. I thought you might be looking for a new girlfriend at this point, but
yeah.
You were seeming a little shaky with Sasha.
She was being a little scary, but, you know, she's a redhead.
Fiery. Yeah.
I think her blood was just up. You know, I mean, she was excited, the fighting, the killing, the stabbing.
Now she wants different stabbing.
Yes.
All right, so Tam, Meta, you had plans for tomorrow. What about tonight? Anything special you want to do?
Sleep.
Sleep. Sounds good. Where?
In the lighthouse that we cleared out. Okay. Probably, say, second level of it.
Okay. And so, sharing a floor with Artemis.
Well, actually,
it's not a room.
Well, Artemis actually, is yes. in the storeroom behind a door. I would be out in the main area.
Right. You guys will all be on the same floor is what I'm getting at, right?
Yeah, Meta will be on the same floor.
Okay.
Nath will take one of the first floor rooms.
First floor room, all right. And
Ronan would take a room with a ceiling.
Yeah, but you would.
Preferably no windows.
Well, you got your choice of first or second floors.
Wherever the party's at and there's a ceiling.
Well, they're on out. Both the first and the second floor.
Who's on the first floor?
I don't know. He's so far, on third. Just Nath. Thank you.
All right. Down somewhere. I'll go sleep down by Nath.
Okay. And Jarwin's in a different structure altogether.
All the way across the camp.
Well, you forgot Tam.
Not too far away. Tam, I thought you were with Meta.
Nope.
Okay.
I said Meta could go first.
Go ahead.
Tam starts in the same room as Meta, but then in the middle of the night gets up and goes into the storeroom, wakes up Artemis.
Uh-huh.
Is somebody attacking?
No. I have a very important question, Artemis.
Yes.
On a scale of one to my ex-husband, how full of shit are you?
Ha! Wow.
Well, I've heard you talk about your ex-husband. I don't know the man. And how are you terming full of shit? I mean, because I do talk a lot of shit, and that's not what you're talking about, I don't think. What are you really wanting to know, love?
Just give me an answer, Artemis.
Look, I respect you now. I'll respect you in the morning.
Yeah, good enough for me. She closes the door. Help me with my laces.
All right. So that just happened. Woo-hoo! Do I have to roll a check or anything?
Performance?
Well, actually, I do have perform dance.
Close enough.
Damn.
Look at that.
He needs a card.
Not 20.
Is Tam coming back for more?
It'd be piercing.
do they have a deck for that? I'm thinking we need to make one. We could publish our very first Pathfinder.
You're gonna love it.
I don't know. Will really laughed when we read the let's see.
This is going to be
good.
Funny.
Up on the mic, man.
Piercing damage. Are you ready?
Read the title.
Spinal Tap.
Normal damage and a -4 penalty on her attack roll, skill checks, and ability checks for 1d4 rounds.
She just comes back all dazed and happy. In the morning, she's like, she gives an aside to Meta. It's like, he may use daggers, but he carries a great sword.
Where is it? Is it in his pack?
It's in his pants.
I would have thought we would have noticed
it's
that.
It's his penis.
That is so awesome that I rolled a natural 20 on that check.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That is so Artemis.
Wow.
Tam, why would I... You know what? I don't want to know. We'll discuss it later.
Tam's like, oh, no, you want to know.
Next time, you know, we could share.
Whoa.
Okay, sorry, that one fell flat.
Nope, it's fine with me. More the merrier.
I don't think
you
I
can't
understand.
All be, you can't all be first, but you can all be next. Or together, wow. Simultaneously. I am ambidextrous, after all.
Didn't we have a temple to go investigate?
Yeah, sure. We can talk about it down there.
I investigated a temple down there last night.
Wow.
The Temple of Doom.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
It did get flooded.
It was a beautiful temple. Wow.
The terror tunnel.
With a marble arch.
Did somebody make a magic monster joke?
Ever getting licensed.
Sex, sex, fuck, 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 sex,
sealed
sex,
it.
Sex, sex.
Yeah, because it was questionable up till then.
Right.
Totally. Right,
that did it.
We had a chance until that last joke.
Jason Bowman's like, oh, fuck those guys.
No.
Do you think he really listens to the podcast?
No.
I don't.
I doubt it.
But I do know the next time I see him at any convention, I'm going to give him a card. Say, hey, we do a podcast.
give him two.
Who's that?
Yeah.
Jason Bowman.
Oh.
You know, also, if you happen to run into any good attorneys, be sure to gather their information, too. Never know in the future.
No. I saved all those emails about this. This counts as a campaign journal. We can do it however we want, as long as we don't charge money for it.
So there.
Yep.
Well, that was something I was not prepared for, but I'm glad that I rose to the occasion.
It was an eventful evening. Yeah.
I was actually expecting that to happen when we got to Elidir, so...
Move the script up a little bit, huh?
Yeah, well, there was a chance for it.
All right.
Tam's a liberated, independent woman.
Yes, she is, and I'm so glad of that. Plus, I mean, when you build a relationship on mutual respect and, concern, forged in the bonds of...
Who are you, and what did you do with Artemis?
Yeah, Tam just wanted to get laid.
Right.
And,
He's just so clear-headed now. So let me get this straight. For one night, you were a pork sword?
Yes. Yes, I was.
And she considered Nath at one point, but he's just such a pure, innocent little boy. For all that she's 10 years older than him.
Yeah. He's 10 years older than her.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, I think. Actually, you're like 29 or something, right?
Yeah. 20-something. I don't remember. It's been a hot minute since I looked at it. Well, the age in Hero Lab is wrong, so...
56.
No, that's not it.
Well, it used to be a wrinkly.
Oops.
So...
Boink! Anyway, so onto this temple thing. Let's go look at that.
Oh, Tam definitely did not have this conversation around Ronan.
Oh, God, no.
No.
No. No, and Artemis, I mean, maybe in counter to what everybody would expect... Artemis doesn't act like anything unusual happened. He just is very upbeat as usual.
I'm going to say that if you rolled a nat 20, they probably heard what happened.
It's true! It's true!
Yeah, can we get the tower map? I'm pretty sure they're over the top of somebody's room. Ronan might already know.
I'm sorry, 7 Shickle Group is my limit.
Oh, we're getting out the map. He's taking off the cover.
I was joking, but I'm willing to look.
There it is, sucker.
Suck on that.
Yeah, we definitely were. I mean, it's a tower.
Yeah, it's a circular room on top of a circular room on top of a circular room.
No, we were lied to. There's no rooms on the second floor.
Well, it's just one big room.
Well, I guess then I made a room out of crates and whatnot because I wanted a door.
Then Betta definitely heard.
Yes, she did.
Unless she sleeps like Pete.
She tried not to.
You may be correct.
I thought you said there was a storeroom. I didn't realize it was the storeroom was the second level.
There is a storeroom.
Well, you know what? Big. We can just say that there's a storeroom.
Yeah.
Oh, no. The maps are online already. I missed your chance.
I already put it on. I'm not changing it. Fuck you guys.
Okay. So, got to check in with Jarwin, you know, for the evening. How's things going over there?
Well, I would assume as per usual, unless Sasha's being murderous again.
It's fucking stereo. We got to go upstairs and off in the fucking distance. Ronan's like, which fucking way do I go? I hear something.
Caca, caca. Tookie, 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 tookie.
Nookie, nookie. Tookie, nookie, nookie, nookie.
The other direction, you hear the baboons out in the woods that are still alive doing their thing.
All of a sudden you hear splat.
What the?
That's what I was thinking.
What the fuck?
Every once in a while, splat. Do you wish to roll a performance check as well, Jarwin?
No, I'm good. I'll take 10.
Okay. I still say we should get perception checks.
He's not putting a lot of effort into this one.
Yeah, he could have taken 20, Jarwin. But yeah, 10's fine.
Jarwin, go ahead and take 20.
Well, I'll take 20. That'll be a 33.
There you go.
At this point, Jarwin's just like, it's the same old, same old.
We've been
old.
Together for 2 weeks. I know what pushes her buttons. She knows what pushes my buttons, you know.
Hey, I had a strenuous day. I cleared like 12 blocks of brush. I don't have enough energy for my A game.
Sasha's trying to clear your wood, okay?
That's why they put you on the B team, huh?
Yeah, that's why I'm on the B team.
I feel like he's taking 10 because I imagine he's also looking to make sure the daggers aren't nearby.
Right. Rather cautious after that combat.
Something just poked me. What the fuck was that?
Let's get you naked, like, right now. So fast. Yes, just get rid of the belt.
Leave your clothes outside.
Yeah, put all our gear over there outside the door. It'll be fun.
Quick frog check.
Imagine
make sure
you, like,
he's not in here.
Walk the clothes out and come over to the tower and be like, "Can somebody hold on to these?"
Hey, Artemis, you're good with daggers. Would you sharpen these for her?
He's knocking on the door, and Artemis is like, "For fuck's sakes, I left my sock on the doorknob."
What the fuck is a sock?
Oh, that's Ronan saying that.
Yeah.
Oh, it took me a minute because I was like, "Dude, they got socks." I'm sure. Fuck.
I don't know if Gripplies wear socks and shoes.
I doubt they do. Yeah.
It's like, what's a handy joke?
Yeah.
For
next,
the feet.
Next level, yeah. God, I had a thought, but you made me laugh. And now I'm done. Just done.
Ronan's perplexed. He's like, fuck, which way do I go? And he thinks about it for a minute. He's like, well, the Red Mountain Devil is outside. And
I have always wanted to see Tam naked. Try to figure out just what gender that person is.
Well, to be fair, from listening downstairs, he just knows that Tam and Meta and Artemis are upstairs. He probably doesn't know who's is doing what.
Well, that's fair. That's fair.
That's one.
He'd probably be curious because in Ronan's mind, he always thought that Tam and Meta was a thing. And now all of a sudden there's something going on. He's like, wait a minute. Humans are interchangeable like that?
Doesn't mean Tam and Meta aren't a thing.
The second right. that Ronan exits his right. room, Tam just or Nass just going to be like, No.
Grabs him by the collar. Just no.
He doesn't need to move. He's just gonna be like, Ronan, no.
But wait a minute.
I hear screams. No. Is she okay?
She'll probably be fine.
Might walk funny for a bit.
How's it feel to be a babysitter, Nath?
He's probably used to it. He has to watch over all the kids at the monastery anyway.
Right. Well, with being 56.
Yeah. Being the eldest of the group, apparently.
No, you definitely are, because I remember hearing your character episode and being surprised you were as old as you were. I was like, wow, I've always viewed him as like 18.
Didn't you say you were 29 or 28?
I'll have to look. Actually, I got it right here. I can just look. Oh, shit, no. I can look in a minute.
I'm going to say Jarwin's 19.
Artemis is 20, but it's the mileage, not the years.
And Tam's 22, but, you know, like Artemis said, she's been through a lot of shit.
Yerp.
How old's Ronan?
Ronan is 5.
Yeah, Ronan's little.
Yeah.
Meta
that's
is
35
not.
In Gripplies years.
Meta is not the youngest.
Technically.
19?
17.
Yeah, Ronan's 5 years old.
Do we know what that's like for Gripplies?
I just want to find out why Nat
says he's an
is
adult.
29 and still living at home with mommy and daddy before he got kicked out of his village.
Because he lives in a land where owning property is very difficult since there's very little of it comparatively to the number of people.
Oh, so you were waiting for your inheritance.
Pretty much. You were supposed to take over the monastery.
Well, that makes sense then. I got it. Yeah. Okay.
Greengold is a fairly large city, but you can't go anywhere outside of it. So it's not like he can go like build a new house on the edge of town or something.
And you know what they say about real estate? They're not making any more of it.
Well, not there they aren't.
Tell that to the Dutch.
Well, all right. I don't know who
they
are.
The Dutch are so evil.
No, the Dutch are very intelligent. They did one of the most intelligent things that has ever been done. I'm going to take, if I remember correctly, I'm going to take part of the ocean and turn it into land.
Yep.
Yeah, that's how it worked. Yeah.
We'll just build these things called dikes over here, and then we'll drain this area, and presto, we have more land.
I mean, yeah. It worked for them. Mm-hmm.
Brit's Dutch. That's why our GM is so evil.
If he could only roll worth a darn.
Yep.
That's so, half the fun.
Anyway, Meta's heads down into the caverns.
Yeah, I think we're...
Morning time now?
Yeah, okay. Past breakfast. Yeah. And
yeah. Fair enough.
Tam's taking notes with Meta's help. And
do you guys have jerky for breakfast out of that one hut over there?
No, we didn't eat anything on the cannibals.
Yes, if they're going to the caverns, I'm going with them.
Okay.
And Tam also doesn't really acknowledge Artemis beyond anything that she usually does.
Any more than normal, right?
So Meta will kind of look at Artemis with kind of a side eye as she walks by, but she won't say anything, and she definitely won't
Artemis will
question anything.
Morning, Meta.
Well, if Nath did in fact stop Ronan from going upstairs, Ronan's going to assume that it was Meta and Tam.
That would be that's safe. Real awkward. That would be safe to say. I like that.
Fair enough.
Meta will cast light on Tam's hey,
Artemis,
armor.
Do you have profession mind?
I do not.
Oh, okay.
But I'm a sailor. Sailor.
He's yeah. just real confused, the 5-year-old.
So we've got Meta, Tam, and Ronan going back down into the caves of the mother, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
What are you all going to do? The other half of the table, basically.
Well, Artemis will go and find Ashiru, and this time we're going to make Gellick help. Gellick and I will carry more blocks up to the bottom of the tower, and then we'll bring it up with the little crane apparatus that you said was there, and I will have Gellick keep bringing blocks over instead of going off and sleeping when he's supposed to be fucking fishing. And Ashiru and I will work on the tower again.
Okay.
And I'll have my bow, like last time.
Okay. Some of these blocks are bigger than Gellick, though. That might be problematic.
It'll build character.
Grow stronger. Anyway, no, it just... Anyway.
What it's not going to build is a lighthouse.
Well, I figure, you know, like Jax, you know, could help. Mm-hmm. You know, he could help bring stuff over. And then Sasha, I'm not sure what she's doing. You know, and besides, I mean, there's plenty of logs. There's plenty of bamboo and stuff around. You know, we could rig up, you know, a simple set of rollers to yeah. where, you know, they could pull the blocks over, and then we'll load them into the net and lift them up.
Okay. And Jarwin, what you up to?
All right, so I counted, and the work that we did yesterday would clear out the whole area that we're standing in now, plus like 3 or 4, depending on how I counted and how many hours.
Okay.
So we would move to that smaller section on the other side of the yellow brick road.
Close to the lighthouse or the watchtower?
Yep, right by the watchtower yep. and start clearing that away.
Okay.
And that'll take about 3 hours.
And how much of this do you want to clear?
Pretty much all of the shrubbery that is on this map.
Okay, you're going to spend, what?
2 days, 3 days.
You gave them a really fast rate when they started.
I did, but... What you,
the A-team isn't helping much, so...
What you may not realize going. Is, you know, even though I haven't drawn it in, all of this is
oh, yeah.
green.
Yeah, I know. I'm talking about yeah. basically everything on this map I want cleared off, so then we can start building defenses, and so we can actually see so things can't sneak up on us.
Uh-huh.
That's the plan.
Yeah. No more baboons, no more cannibals.
You know, I have to wonder, though. It's like, we killed off, like, probably almost all the cannibals.
Yeah, but we don't know. We ran into another group on our way to the lighthouse.
But how many were there?
I believe 4. Oh, but so there could be more. We don't know. There could be other critters. There could be more undead. There could be other wild animals. We have no idea.
Well, there could be a freaking dragon, too, but we don't know that either. Yeah. But, I mean, I don't want to clear the whole damn place.
Oh, yeah. If there is a dragon, don't we kind of want a little bit of a canopy to sort of conceal things? I mean...
There is no canopy over this shit anyways. It's not that sort of dense overgrowth according to what we've been
bushes?
Playing on. Yeah.
Or is it trees?
It's a rainforest.
Rainforests have a lot of trees.
Yes.
Yeah. Softwood.
Yes.
They don't get real big.
Yes. What? Not big around for the most part, but...
not on this island.
Not here on Smuggler's Ship. No. A lot of that is undergrowth, shrubberies, but there are occasional trees, as you well know, because Ronan's climbed them before.
Nash is 22.
Leave some of the trees.
Your age, Nath?
22.
Thank
you. Oh, cool. You're riding there in line with the rest of us. I thought you were much older.
All right, so we got somebody tied, if I remember it, for age. Not that it fucking matters, but...
No, Tam is 20.
Oh.
You yeah. and... Okay, you guys...
We'll have an age, okay. Yes.
All right. So, yeah, back to the foliage question. It's a mix. About so,
if,
there.
If there are some tall trees, we should definitely leave a few of those, then.
Yeah, that's fine. We can leave a couple of the bigger ones. That's fine.
So, question. What else needs to be completed on the lighthouse itself?
Like I said, the last three courses or so of block, and then positioning and the brass reflector
apparatus.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Nath will be helping clear still, but at some point, if he has some downtime that both he and either Artemis or Tam are kind of not doing something, he would want to kind of inquire with them. Can you show me how to do that thing? You seem to strike very specific locations.
Oh, you mean you want to learn?
You want us to stab
What are you talking
you?
About? What do you mean? Nothing happened.
You mean you want to learn how to backstab? Is what you're saying?
I think so.
Kidney punch.
Well, you know, I mean, it's really not that hard to learn, but it's just remembering where your spot is. Now, I know that you monk types, you study like chi points and stuff like that, right? It flows through the body and things.
Yes, of course.
I had a mate that kind of did your kind of mumbo jumbo, and he said it was very, very similar to what I do as a rogue. But instead of like trying to acupuncture them to get the chi to flow better, I stick a knife there instead. And it hurts worse.
So you're saying strike those points aggressively?
Yes. Yes. And Artemis will run through a few, you know, like he'll have Tam turn around and he'll go, no, that doesn't work. You can't see what I'm doing. So he has Tam lay down on the ground and he takes his dagger and he draws around Tam. And he has Tam put one arm up above his head, the other out to the side, kind of like the classic martial arts strike point. Poster.
Tim's like, I have diagrams for this if you'd like.
No, stop. Right. Kind of wave it off, you know. And I said, okay, now, here, give me your hands, Nath. Very good. Oopsie daisy. And he pulls him up so there's a nice outline of Nath on the sand. And then.
Wait, okay, so who's laying on the ground? Because you've gone back and forth between Tam and Nath.
Well, you came over and said, I have diagrams of this. I said, no, I got
it. Because you said Tam was laying down.
No, Nath. Nath was laying down.
All right.
Okay, you were diagramming Nath.
Yes. I put Nath on the ground, drew around him. Tam came up, said, I have diagrams. I said, no, this will work better. He'll be able to see it better. So then I tell, very mysteriously, I look at Nath and I tell him, go get me 5 red stones and 3 blue ones.
I don't think...
Nope, go ahead. Nope. It's important. Go do it. Go. Be back.
Okay.
Hurry up.
Nath will go off. I'm pretty sure finding red stones is going to be easy, but I don't think that finding blue stones on this island is going to be really easy. So
I know. That's what I have with the blues. So while Nath is gone, he'll start talking to Tam about, look, I know you've got diagrams of this. I had diagrams of this when I was a kid. This is so much better because he'll actually get to see on his own body where the points are. And plus, I like to fuck with him.
Well, the last one at least makes sense. All right.
Okay. Have a nice day, diagramming.
Yeah. No, that's, have fun. If I'll talk to him later.
How can... Okay. Wait, she's in the tunnels.
No, he said later. Like, I don't live down there. Tam would come up for lunch.
So when Nath gets back with the rocks and he'll say he's only found like one blue rock, I say, hey, it's okay. We can just use copper pieces or whatever. I lay out the 5 red stones in the significant kill strike zones, and then I lay out the 1 blue stone and the copper pieces in the, this is a maiming strike, but it's not a kill strike. And so I have him practice with his hands punching down into the sand, trying to hit the points. And we'll do that for, a couple hours?
Yeah.
And I'll tell him, you know, if you use something a little sharper than your hands, you probably do a lot more damage, but this should help you eventually.
Nath looks at his hand and then looks back to the trees that he's been cutting down with it, and he's like, I think it'll be okay.
Yeah, all right.
And then around dinner, Tam would ask him, he's like, you know, if that worked for you, great. If not, I could go over it in a more of a anatomical way, if you'd prefer.
I'm not a very intelligent man, but I do think it would be of help.
So she would flip open to diagrams of like pressure points, blood flow, and stuff like that, and like the organ systems inside a human body, and be like, all right, so there are certain parts of a human body that are necessary for living. So striking here in the trachea, and like she would just go over it in a very like, whereas Artemis has the very practical explanation. Tam has a very scientific, anatomical, like, these are the parts that you, like, if you break them, the person cannot move.
Like, if you stop the blood flow here at the trachea, it causes air to form on the other side, causing a stroke in the cerebral hemorrhage of the brain, and it just short circuits, and they...
Shut up, Pete.
A what? A what?
That wasn't meta, that was Pete.
A what? A what? And a what?
It makes it so they can't breathe, and the blood goes up to their head, and it pops. Kind of like it's kind of like if you were trying to butcher a chicken. You strangle its neck first, right? So it doesn't run around.
Right.
It's like that, but you can't really effectively strangle somebody in combat, so you just get them right in the trachea, right here, in the middle of the throat, and it effectively does it for you.
Oh, I understand. I'll have to try that.
Gaelic.
Probably on someone normal size.
Ronan's sitting back and he's kind of watching this, and as soon as she says Gaelic, he laughs so hard he damn near falls off whatever he's sitting on.
That was a fun little lesson.
So, yeah, Nats had his training for the day.
All right. That's kind of how Nats' day went, right?
Yeah, clearing trees with his bare hands, then getting told that he needs knives to cut things.
I didn't say you needed them. I said it just helps. It's like an adjunct. Yeah. Maybe you could just sharpen your nails a little bit. I don't know. Borrow a Jawin cestus. That would even help.
I mean, sure, that's probably not a problem right now. We've been on this island for, like, what, 2 weeks?
Yeah, you got teeth, bro.
No, I meant 2 weeks of not being able to have access to anything other than knives.
Yeah, thereabouts. So, what's Jawin doing this day?
Same day, right? Yeah, we'd still be clearing.
Okay.
We'd be moving over to by where the undead pit was now, over here behind V9, I think that is.
I just wanted it on record, yep.
Yep, V9 would be starting to clear out that way.
This episode of Shield Bass brought to you by Jarwin's Tree Service.
Shrubbery removal. Cheap cost.
Bring us a shrubbery.
Cheap cost, unrealistically fast.
But kind of loud. You know, one guy just running through a yard screaming, hi-ya, hi-ya, hi-ya.
For every blade of grass, every piece of shrubbery, every twig, every tree.
Hi-ya, hi-ya.
See, now
the reviews will be like, it says it was Jarwin's Tree Service, but he didn't do anything. It was this guy running around cutting trees down with his hands.
See, now if somebody knocked a tree down with their bare hands, that's impressive. But I have to say, if you can cut grass with your hands, and I mean just like, moving it quickly. That is impressive.
True. Unless it's that really tall prairie grass, in which case I'm not impressed.
Even then, if you manage to cut it and not just like knock it over, good job. I'm impressed.
Knife hand.
So, yeah. We know what Tam's been up to all day. Down in the dungeon and back up here, helping train, right?
Yep.
Okay. Ronan, what are you doing today?
Also, trying to make sure that there's no hard feelings from Meta. Just to make sure.
All right. Fair enough. You guys want to have that conversation?
Not really.
Okay.
I'm good.
Okay. Ronan.
Ronan's going to go over the stuff that he took notes on when he was trying to help Tan down in the cavern and try to make more sense of it, see if maybe I can try to figure out the language for future purposes and just see if I learn anything different by going over the writings.
Okay. Do you have linguistics?
I do not currently.
Okay.
Plot point for later. When I level up, I plan on adding it.
Jask has a comprehend language spell.
And Artemis has linguistics, so, you know, if you wanted to ask, he'd be glad to help.
Well, you were busy teaching another lesson for now, so.
There you go. Meta, you're going to spend part of your day down with Tam, right?
I am. Ronan, are you staying pretty much all day down there trying to decipher this?
I kind of come and go when you guys do, but I'm not going to be, like, on top of you. If Tam has something, she's like, see if you can take notes on this. I would probably take those notes and then try to be useful, because there's no way I'm moving fucking bricks to build a lighthouse.
In the open air with no ceiling.
Right. With the fucking Red Mountain Devil.
My thought on Tam was that she'd be basically down there except for meals, and, like, she'd come up for dinner and be up there the rest of the day.
All right. Sounds like a plan. So, this kind of progress is going to continue, it sounds like, for till it's done with cleared out and done researched.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Nath would attempt to practice the things that he was taught over the course of the days.
Jarwin asked us to stay for a couple days. Meta will easily give him 2 days without any hassle.
Okay.
But after that, she's going to be like, Tam, why don't we go check out that rock?
I think it's a good idea. Get everyone together. And also, Tam would want a lesson from Nath about the defensive fighting he does.
Mm-hmm.
Could be done.
After about the fifth hour of the second day of watching Ishiru slowly lay bricks with painstaking care. I mean, he's doing a really good job. I mean, it's all even, it's level, the mortar is just perfect, but it's fucking slow.
Exactly.
So, I come downstairs, and I'm like, I know we said we would stay here for at least 2 days, but that's like the end of today. Let's go do something else tomorrow. This is fucking boring.
Yeah, I'm done with all my notes, so I've got all the details there. So yeah, we can go check out a Ducktailed Rock.
No, I mean, this really isn't my thing. I'm more than happy to help you, Tam. No problem. You need light source. You need protection. But I'm better off out in the jungle. This is how I grew up. Last time I spent a lot of time in a structured location, it didn't end well.
Tam gives you a big hug that lasts just a little too long.
Do you think we could talk Ronan into going? I mean, I know he's really freaked out about this possible Red Mountain Devil.
Ronan, you want to get further away from the Red Mountain Devil?
Do I? I thought you'd never ask.
See, fixed it.
But that's not quite...
No, it's fine. Yeah, we're going to go away from the Red Mountain Devil.
You got to roll a bluff check on that shit.
Do I?
Yep.
Even though it's directly against the rules?
How is that directly against the rules?
Social checks aren't to be done between players.
Yeah. Well, you should roll a fucking bluff check because you're blatantly lying to him and you know it.
No, I'm not.
No, it's not.
Character, I do not know that I'm blatantly lying. I have no idea where this thing is.
Okay. Well, weren't you on top at one point of the lighthouse?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope,
that was only Artemis.
I retract my previous statement. Are you trying to convince Ronan to go over there?
No, I just agreed with Tam. That's all I did.
So, do I know where the Red Mountain Devil is?
No, because you didn't go up to the top of the lighthouse because you were a little sissy folk.
And even if you did and you knew where it lived, you don't know where it is. It flies.
I don't recall you putting GPS on it.
Yeah, that's the trick there. You don't know exactly where it is.
Ronan, I'm not high enough level yet, but I will. I will.
Gripply positioning system?
Ronan, come on.
It's called tracking. It's a spell. I can get it.
Come on,
actually. All right, no, but yeah.
Tracks fairly well. Come on, Ronan. Grow up here. Let's go and have some fun. So well last time hitting things.
Yeah.
Probably
Nath, better off hiding in the woods anyway.
Nath.
Yeah.
We're thinking of blowing this
popsicle stand.
One of those things. It's a place where they have frozen. What? Absalom, in Absalom City, they have this guy makes frozen ice.
We're thinking about leaving.
Yes, that's it, what she said.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to go with us?
Yeah, of course.
We're not going to go looking for the Red Mountain Devil because Ronan is scared of it, but we're going to go try to find that Ducktailed Rock.
Woohoo! Well, I don't blame you. That thing is it's huge.
I'd kill the Red Mountain Devil if given the opportunity, but I really don't want it sneaking up on me.
It's not going to sneak.
It would swoop and drop, but not sneak.
And we don't know where it lives. So
do you want to see if Jarwin, the gardener, wants to join us, or is he still going to chop his trees?
I'll go talk to Jarwin.
He's still busy planting his seeds every night.
Is he out there singing lumberjack songs?
Meta goes over to Jarwin.
I'm okay. Sleep all
Jarwin,
work
all we gave
day.
You 2 days. Tomorrow we're leaving. You're going to go check out the Ducktailed Rock.
Woohoo!
And we're curious. Do you want to join us, or do you need to stay here and babysit your flock?
It's not about babysitting my flock. We shouldn't leave them unattended.
It worked so well for them in the past.
I guess they have more of a defensible position than they did previously, but another day would go a long way.
Well, I am leaving in the morning to go check out the Ducktailed Rock. You're welcome to come with us.
All right.
Did you say yes?
I said all right.
All right.
It's almost a yes.
Yeah, I'll take that as a yes.
Hey, Artemis, come here.
Okay. Yeah.
Tell Sasha to tell him to go with us and he'll go.
I mean, why don't you tell Sasha? Because, I mean, you're a girl. She's a girl.
She was a red mantis. I don't know if her and I see eye to eye.
She was never a red mantis.
That wasn't her?
No, it was. She had the tattoo, but she believed she told us other information.
Right.
She was red mantis.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh. Well.
You're going to make her make a bluff check?
I mean, I guess I could, but I mean, I didn't know how much.
I'll go talk to her.
Okay, thanks.
With her demeanor, I believe it.
Tam's going to stop her on the way. Meta, I just had a brilliant idea. Did Jarwin say he'd go with us?
He didn't say yes, he didn't say no.
Okay, so around 5 a.m., we get up early, and we just grab him and go.
Okay. Something that might help with that. Let me go talk to Sasha.
All right. She's scary.
I'll go try to find Sasha.
Okay.
Sasha, in the morning, around...
Oh, hi, Meta.
4 candles. Before Jarwin wakes up, can you do me a favor and sneak out of the cabin that you guys are staying in and hide in the lighthouse?
Hide?
Yes, please.
Why would you want me to do that?
I give you a spyglass to do it without asking questions.
Ooh.
Deal?
Let me see it.
Mark's like, that's my spyglass.
That's a lot of gold.
Ooh, deal.
All right. Thank you.
No, thank you.
True love.
I come back. Tam, we're good. We're good to go.
All right.
Just when we do it, we'll do it quick.
Let's get Artemis and Nathan on this.
I can't imagine what Sasha is thinking is going on right now. Because you just asked her to ixnay on the sleepage at 5 in the morning, or 4 in the morning, and go hide in the lighthouse so that you can sneak in.
But the real problem
this
I have
sounds
with this plan
worse than it is.
Is that she gave her our spyglass.
But she got a spyglass.
Tam goes up to Artemis and Nath, presumably doing their stabbing lessons. Like, all right, so here's our plan. We're just going to grab Jarwin and take him with us. We're going to get up nice and early in the morning. Well, Sasha told us we were sleeping. And we're just going to grab him and go. And then if he's really mad, he can just walk back on his own.
So, I mean, when you say grab him and go, are we going to get him up and let him get his stuff? Or are we just going to go in and actually grab him and drag him out?
No, no, no.
We can have Ronan carry his stuff.
Well, yeah, you too.
Ronan has this fabulous net, you notice.
Fucker.
You, like, Meta and Vernon can grab their stuff, and then, like, you grab an arm, and Nath grabs an arm, and I'll grab his legs, and we just go.
So it's like a kidnap, I like it.
Yeah, but, like, a friendly kidnap.
Oh, all right.
Like all right. A fun nap.
Yeah, yeah.
A kidding nap.
A kid, I like that, it's a kidding nap.
So silly, so quick.
Nath is rethinking his decision to listen to these people.
Probably a good idea, Nath.
You're literally stuck with us.
Yep, pretty much. Was Ronan in on this plan?
We don't. Tam does not tell him this plan.
Okay. Yeah, Ronan has no idea.
Okay.
But 6 months from now, he'll wonder why there's an island full of cannibal monks.
Apropos of nothing.
That's a strange projection.
I don't get it.
Yeah, all right. I'm lost. Can we get a mathematical equation for this?
Nath decides to not go along with the whole thing, and everyone else dies, and he's left and starts training the cannibals how to do martial arts.
I thought you meant, like, somehow he asexually reproduces and, like, like metamorphosizes into multiple Naths until, like, it's just an entire island full of Naths.
That's about where it would have to be.
Our GM's a dick. There's more cannibals.
Well, we haven't met the level 20 ones yet.
We're still here at level 20.
He hasn't let them out yet.
Probably will be.
They're in the woods. They're watching us. They got such a high stealth score.
One ever.
Yeah. The other four books are just us. Well, traveling at light speed.
I'm going to turn in, guys. Have a good night.
Meta will head up to the second floor again and go to bed.
All right. Meta, see you in the morning. Bright early.
Okay. Yep. Tam, dark and early still.
Tam goes to sleep. She's got to get up early.
Anything else going on?
Jarwin would probably wonder why everyone went to bed early.
He might be a little suspicious.
Like, what the fuck is going on?
Nath's still clearing jungle with you, and he's like, oh, I think they're just tired. She's been taking a lot of notes.
Hard work.
Yeah, all right, I guess.
Mental exhaustion.
Yeah, it's a mental thing. Meta, is there any amount of your gear that I have that you do not need to take with us? Out of curiosity.
What of my gear do you have?
I don't know. It just says 50 pounds of Meta's gear.
I mean, that's just your boobs.
Well, this is weird.
Wondering why we gave you the middle name Karen now, aren't you?
No, that would explain it, actually.
So I calculated about the clearing area we've gotten so far for this second day.
Okay, so what does it look like?
So we've got all of this done, which is the first part by the Yellow Brick Road. Both sides of that's done. And then we've got this strip all the way out to the edge of the map done. And then we have this burned out area from the hut.
Okay, to be fair, the white area here is not foliage, obviously.
Okay.
It's just not Yellow Brick Road.
Okay. I wasn't counting these parts. I was counting these.
Right.
So we're up to about this side of...
So for the listener,
hut.
It's pretty much the entire east side of the encampment.
Pretty much
approaching
the south,
into the south. Yeah,
the east and the southeast side is all clear now.
Pretty much.
Counting the places that were burned out from the hut, catching fire, and destroying everything within 20 feet.
Okay, so Jarwin, you plan to continue until you've eliminated all the green?
Yes.
Don't you wish you had some napalm right about now?
It'd be one more day if everybody works.
Oh, we're going to work, just not on that.
Right.
Okay.
Artemis is bored. So, Meta, is that a no? You need all of your equipment?
No, I've got what I need.
Okay, so what am I carrying?
I would say nothing.
Apparently.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I think that was back from when we were crossing the things and I was afraid of falling.
Yeah, I'm rid of the veggie pygmy island, I think.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to remove that from my gear.
So you've carrying that extra stuff for like a week and a half.
Yeah. You're such a dutiful teammate.
Well, and the thing is, I wouldn't care other than I move 10 feet slower with that and my AC's 4 lower with that. So. Oh.
Put you in cumbered.
That's kind of a big deal.
Yeah. It's, I mean, my AC is still 18, and I don't mind moving slower, but yeah, the...
That Nath's a stand-up guy, because I would have dropped that shit a long time ago. Just saying.
Yeah, that just puts me at medium load, so I'm good. All it really does is make me 20 feet per round instead of 30.
You know, we've got a whole storeroom on the second floor. You could just leave that shite there.
Oh, see, that's 53 pounds is all of my gear.
Oh, so what, I had your armor?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. You've been carrying everything.
Which she was also wearing.
It was the boob plate.
Yeah, it's just the boob plate.
That's wonderful.
So how does our kidding nap go?
That's a good question.
Do you muzzle me?
No.
Okay.
No, not at all.
Then I would definitely be shouting.
Are you trying to sneak up on him?
I mean, not overly, you know, not with, like, these two, not with Meadow with us, but, you know, we're presuming he's sleeping.
Okay. Sleeping gives a minus on perception?
20. Minus 20, yeah. And then with all the jungle noise, you know.
Yeah. You know the drill. Roll stealth. Roll perception.
I got a 31 without the 20.
I suspect that I will be the lowest common denominator, so.
Probably.
Let's see how Mr. Neil's perception goes.
I got a 19.
With the minus 20?
Negative. That's a negative 1 with the minus 20.
Okay.
We don't know if that succeeds or not.
I got a 6 stealth.
Good job.
Okay. 22 for Nath.
Oh, he is so shanghaied.
So I grab Nath's gear that he's not wearing. Jarvan's gear that he's not wearing.
Despite the weird contract that you made with Sasha, she held her word. She is over in the lighthouse. You creep in a bit. You don't see him stir at all. You creep in a little more. He doesn't stir at all. Creep in a little bit more.
Hey, I don't snore.
Yeah, you do.
not what Sasha says.
And you are able to get right up on him.
The Artemis, Nath, and Tam grab his limbs and just start hauling him into the forest.
What do you do, Jarwin?
Hope we don't smash him against the tree in the dark.
Am I awake? Because
you sure can be.
I don't imagine you'd sleep through with three people jerking you up into the air.
I don't know.
Quick question: Is your stuff? Where is your stuff? Just laying around the tent? Like, yeah. Is he naked?
I'm not in a tent.
Did you guys pick up a naked man and drag him out of a hut?
I'm in the lighthouse.
Okay.
Base.
No, you're right. In the watchtower.
Watchtower.
Yeah, the watchtower.
Watchtower base.
No, you're not. You said you made base over in the watchtower.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm in the watchtower base, and no, I'm not naked.
In an effort to try and do the right thing, I'm going to try and make sure I have all of his things.
Okay.
I don't know if he was... So, what did you not have on your person?
All of my stuff would have been just...
In a pile right next to
his... Right there.
It probably would have been pretty much just his pack sitting next to the bed with his weapons next to it.
Yeah, my chain shirt, my buckler, my weapons. That's about all I would take off of my sleep. And it would all be sitting right next to me. I mean, you're not going to miss anything. All right.
How much of that stuff can I fit in my haversack?
All of it very easily.
Probably, okay. Yeah.
But all right. That's where it would go.
Yep.
And I'm just going to throw out that I think the reason why Jarwin is not sleeping in the nude is ever since he got captured by the cannibals, he's been very careful to make sure he's had his pants on any time that he's not with himself.
Yeah, I was very lucky to survive that encounter, especially the part where the frog brought me the rope, went to hand me the rope, changed his mind, and then dropped the rope and just took off. Here, have a rope. Ah, fuck you, bye.
Oh, look, a fly. You pick that up yourself.
Do you let them drag you out, or are you putting up a struggle?
I will say, what the fuck are you doing? Why are you carrying me?
Tam just laughs.
Hello.
Kath is also like cackling like a madman.
Yeah.
Well, I will endure their cackling for a short time before I would attempt to actually get an answer out of someone.
All right. Let him down. Come on. Well, let him down. It's fine.
All right.
Hey, Ronan.
Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning.
Huh? Can I see your pack, Ronan?
Why?
Can I see it?
It's right here. Look.
Can I hold it?
No.
We weren't sure if you were staying at some, like, you know, didn't want to leave Sasha again, or if she was like, oh, don't leave, you've been gone so much, blah, blah, blah. And we weren't going to take any chances, so we waited till she got up to use the latrine, and we decided to Shanghai you and take you with us on some adventure.
All right.
We're going to go check out the Dubtail Rock.
You could have just asked.
Well, we did. But and you're a dick.
Yeah. You're like, we could get the whole place cleared. We really should be
doing it. I just thought it'd be funny.
Okay.
We used to do this, my siblings and I, and it was just funny.
I'm glad you got some enjoyment out of it.
Yeah, thanks. Good.
We kind of did the same thing in Absalom, but down in the puddles it was a little different. You would take the sleeping pallet, and you would take them over to the where the cliff had fell in. And then at low tide, you just put them in the water. And then when high tide, they'd be out in the bay when they woke up.
Nice.
Good time.
Did you make sure they could swim first?
No, why? It defeats the whole purpose of the joke.
Ronan comes walking up.
Can you swim?
And he stands next to Jarwin. He kind of tugs on his pant leg for a minute. He waits until he looks at him.
Yes, frog.
I open the bag and I just start handing him like one item at a time.
See, we were conscientious.
Thank you.
So,
I think.
Would you hurry up and get dressed? We're burning nightlight.
Your nightlight, yeah. I was going to say it's like moonlight. 4:15 in the morning.
Speaking of which, Ronan, you have night vision, right? Or dark vision?
I do.
Okay, give me a perception check.
Meadow does as well.
Go ahead and both of you.
You're fucking retired for the night.
Yep. Minute left in the recording. You're retired for the night.
Okay. Yeah. So perception. 11.
11. Okay. In meta?
30.
30? Okay. Nice.
30.
You realize the tide has been the same for the past couple of days. That's kind of weird. Both of you realize that.
Okay. Well, I'm not much of a seafaring chap, but I would definitely share that with the rest of the party and say, hey, does anyone know why the tide hasn't changed the last couple of days?
Didn't our exploration of the catacombs below have mention of abnormal tide?
Oh, yeah, no, it's definitely the evil thing. Do we want to try and reverse course and try to figure out where that whole shindig went down?
Well, do we even have any idea where that is?
Yeah, it's anywhere from half a mile south to 2 miles south in either the south or west direction.
Yeah, I mean,
that's not real helpful.
We marked it on the map where the lightning bolts converged.
Oh, show me the map. Show me where that was.
And then the dryad also told us.
Would
that
you
it hit
finish
the standing
getting dressed
stem.
First?
I'm getting dressed while this is happening.
As he's having the conversation, I just hand him another item.
Cock piece.
I mean, and now that they pointed
pulls
it
out a big rubber schlong. He's like, "What's this?"
Artemis will try to walk closer to the beach and go, it's not right. There's something really weird. I mean, I know this island's weird anyway, but there's something really weird going on.
Always happens at night.
Yeah, but...
Oh, yeah, you see the occasional ghosts floating by back and forth because they are...
So, I mean, we need to make a decision here. Are we going to go ahead and go to the Ducktail Rock, or are we going to divert and go to the Standing Stones?
I think the Standing... Like, the Ducktail Rock's pretty clearly not going anywhere. It's not actually a duck... I think whatever is going on at the other one, but the problem is just figuring out how to get there.
Here's the thing. Getting off the island involves solving this tide issue. Then perhaps if we don't go to the Dovetail Rock and we solve the tide issue, we may not get to go to the Dovetail Rock.
I mean the Ducktail Rock?
Whatever.
Is there a Dovetail Rock too? Because I don't know about
the Ducktail.
No. Why wouldn't we be able to go to the Ducktail Rock?
Because perhaps our ride would be here, and they'd be like, we have to leave now, or you're going to have to stay here, and I don't really want to stay here anymore.
Okay, well, and if that happens, I'll just come back.
But, well, I mean, here's the thing. I mean, Ishiru has only got, like, half a course of stone laid, and there's going to have to be at least three courses laid. I mean, so we've got at least a good solid week and a half before we're even getting close to lighting the lighthouse off. So I think we could do both.
So let's hit the Ducktail Rock and then check out the tide issue.
I think we should do it the other way around. That's okay, let's just do it this way. Vote Ducktail Rock first.
Let me throw this at you, too. You kind of just figured out where the Red Mountain is, too.
Yeah, but
so that you got choices.
Yeah, well, somebody did, but they haven't told anybody about that.
Yeah. Well, and besides that, Meta doesn't really see the Red Mountain Devil as something that needs to be killed either.
Meta doesn't. No. Okay.
So and Tam is going to suggest we just vote. It's like, do we want to just let's just decide now? Ducktail Rock first or Tide Issue first? I vote Tide Issue.
Jarwin will chime in and say, I think the Tide Issue is more pertinent. That we should probably go for that first.
Nat says, I agree. If the tides are not right, then there's no chance of us getting rescued, most likely.
Well, Tide Issue?
Mm-hmm. I just hope that there's treasure at the Tide Issue, because we know there is treasure, I mean, per Shuri in his map, at the Dovetail Rock.
But we cannot spend it here.
Right, but hence the another week and a
half. Let's just focus.
I was focusing on the treasure. I'm sorry.
Well, so you vote Ducktail?
No, not Ted. I mean, I'll go with you guys if you want to figure out the Prince of Tides.
Well, that's what we're. Ronan, what's your opinion?
I think we should kill that fucking Red Mountain Devil. That thing scares the fuck out of me.
That's not even on the table, mate. That's not even on the table. I mean. You know, fuck. I mean, look at it this way. We don't have to go looking for the Red Mountain Devil. It'll find you.
How do you think you're going to feel if something snatches you up and flies away?
Well, I'm bigger than you are, so it's going to take you.
No. Guys, calm down. We have 3 votes for the Tide Issue. We have 1 for the Ducktail. We have 1 for who fucking cares.
Hey,
so it sounds like the Tide Issue is going to be our winner. Let's go take care of the Tide problem.
If I could just take a minute to refresh your little frog memory, who was it that actually protected you and killed the Red Mountain Devil?
Yeah, the next one's bigger.
And who was it that made it so that it wasn't a problem to begin with until some little furry frog fuck decided to shoot the damn thing? He's not furry.
It was going to eat
me.
He's
furry. That's just close.
Do we actually know where we're even going?
Well, yeah. I mean, get your map out.
I thought you knew. That's why you brought it up.
Tam was very specific that we don't actually know because we've gotten 3 different descriptions as to where this thing is.
No. I specifically remember the night that we were there when it happened. We were in front of the lighthouse in the clearing. You had your map out anyway because you had just got done coming back up from the Caves of the Mother. We saw those lightning bolts hit, and it was unusual because they all hit the same point. And I said, mark that point. Let's mark that down on the map because it may be significant at a later time.
Yes. And out of character, when I asked for where, I got a description, but then the next episode, I got told we couldn't tell where it
was.
Which
one are you asking me about? Are you asking me about a particular one? Yes.
The lightning strike.
Yes.
Lightning strike.
Where those bolts converged.
Yeah, that might be because I had to look it up. I don't know.
Great if those bolts converged. Yeah. Hang on. The Red Mountain Devil.
Ronan, just don't get eaten and you won't have a problem.
What's Ronan muttering about?
He's still going out. He's fixing on that Red Mountain Devil.
I don't need you to actually tell me where. I just want to know, can we tell where it is?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the rest of it we can figure out next session. Struck? Yes.
Hey, okay. Ronan.
You know where the Red Mountain is? They're fairly close. All that good stuff, yeah.
Ronan, do you fit in your little magic bag of holding?
I'm not that stupid, Jarwin.
No. Every minute, just stick your head out, breathe for a minute, then hide back in. Or you could hide in there, and I'll carry the bag around for you.
Or we could get a piece of bamboo, and you could just breathe through that. I did that once. I had to hide in a koi pond at this mansion when they were after me with the guards, and I breathed through a reed whilst being under the water.
That would be almost as silly as giving away our spyglass. I mean, who would do that?
I don't know, because that was worth 1,000 gold pieces. I mean, I can't wait to get back and see what it'd bring, because it's old, too. Might even be worth more.
Wow. Did you come to a decision?
We decided 3-1-1 tied.
Well, I went with the tides, too.
So 4-1-1. Or 3-1-1.
Technically, Meta didn't vote.
We're going to the Tide Rocks.
4-1. Tides.
The Tide Rocks.
Tides.
The Tide Stones.
All right.
We're going to the Tide Pods. Don't eat them.
Well, sadly, we're out of time, so you're going to have to figure out what that's going to be like next time here on Shield Bash. Thanks for listening, everybody. Woo-hoo. We'll see you next time.
Shield Bash is made in association with Knights of the Octagon and Farmageddon Gaming Convention. Find us online at shieldbash.net, on Facebook at Shield Bash, on Twitter at Bash Shield, and on YouTube at Shield Bash. Music by Lee Rosevere. Serpent Skull and Pathfinder are the property of Paizo Publishing Incorporated. Leave a comment on iTunes for a chance to hear us read it out on the podcast. Questions and comments can be sent to shieldbashpodcast@gmail.com.